Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith Hopert here, broadcasting live from Pensacola, DeVillers Square, Pensacola Business Radio. And I've got I got a couple characters across the table from me today that are going to fill us in on all kinds of stuff that's going on. So I'm going to let you all go ahead and introduce yourselves and kind of go at it here. So go ahead, Dana.
Awesome. Hey, Keith.
How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me. I'm Dana Bird. I'm the community director for the Gulf Coast Division March of Dimes here in Pensacola.
Thanks for having me, too.
Yeah, my neighbor.
Yes, I'm Susan Dawson. I'm with Reality Check Counseling Services, and my office is right next door to Keith.
I know. And finally, it only took, you know, months. 6 months to get you over here. So, okay, Danon, you've been here before with March of Dimes and talking about stuff. So I know we're not talking about the same stuff because you guys obviously have something new going on, don't you?
Yeah, we are very busy year round. And so we always have new things coming up and other events. So we're here to talk about two events that are coming up that benefit March of Dimes.
Okay, lay it on me.
Awesome. So you know about Mastermind?
I do. I'll be there tomorrow.
Awesome.
With my snacks in hand.
Excellent. Thank you. So Mastermind is an event that's put on by the network of the Organization of Networking Entrepreneurs, the ONE.
Yeah.
We love acronyms. So the ONE. And it's a group of business leaders in the community who all come together to network with one another. And then it also, each month, they select a nonprofit to support. And these leaders are generous in giving to whatever needs that nonprofit has. So tomorrow, Mastermind will be at the Pensacola International Airport. And Mastermind will be on the second floor. There's a meeting room there. There'll be signage and volunteers directing people where to go. So it'll be easy to find that meeting location. And we are asking folks to bring some snacks, individually wrapped snacks that we can put on our snack cart that's in the NICU at Sacred Heart.
Which, if you've ever been, even on the labor delivery floor, and I used to work in healthcare on the chefing side, so sometimes a bag of Lay's potato chips or a protein bar.
Yeah.
It's like the difference between life and death.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know?
And those people need those things up there. And so it's cool that we're doing this. I've got a whole sack of stuff that I'm bringing. So.
Awesome. I really appreciate that. Yeah, we saw a need for the families that are there in the NICU who, you know, have driven some of them from, you know, quite a distance to be able to spend some time with their babies. We're fortunate that we have a regional NICU here, a level 3, which is the critical care level. And so these families, we have 67 beds in the NICU.
Yeah.
So, you know, potentially that many families coming to visit babies each day. And it was just a need that we saw in a way that we could help support them by offsetting the cost of, you know, maybe a fast food drive through,
yeah.
Or, you know, they're sitting there waiting for the doctor to make rounds and didn't want to leave the bedside. And so this is just a way that we are able to help support those families.
Very cool.
Yeah. So whether it's, you know, bottled water or crackers.
Does it say anything in particular?
Yeah.
I said potato. Of course, I go down the unhealthy road of potato chips.
And, well, you know. Potato chips are good. We need that comfort food, you know, sometimes. But we also like to keep it healthy because a lot of those moms, it is vitally important for those moms who are breastfeeding to have proper nutrition. And so whether they're breastfeeding or pumping, they need to stay hydrated and they need to have healthy nutrition habits. And so we try to keep fruit, you know, like those little small oranges, little mm-hmm. cuties. We try to keep those on there, or apples. There's granola bars. Those are a great source of fiber for the moms to help
yeah.
with the production of milk. And did you know that actually a mother of a preemie baby, their body produces milk specifically to cater to the needs of their baby. It's different than if your baby was born full term and you were breastfeeding.
Really?
Isn't that incredible?
I had no idea.
Science is awesome.
That's cool. So yeah. Even though what's the word I'm looking for? They'll use the nutrition of the mother's milk
yeah.
for the baby in NICU.
Right. And especially, you know, it is really important for premature babies to get the breast milk straight away because their organs are just so underdeveloped.
Yeah.
Especially their intestines. A lot of times babies have problems with their intestines. And so whether it's an infection or whatever, they need that milk, that special milk to help them grow and become healthy.
So, okay. And so what did you just say helps facilitate that?
Oh, all the hydration. So bottled water is always great to have on hand. Fiber from, you know, granola bars, peanuts are healthy, almonds, any kind of nuts like that.
No double bacon cheeseburgers, please.
And then fruit, of course, too.
Yeah.
We take, you know, we do put the chips on there. We put, you know, packs of little crackers, you know, peanut butter crackers and things like that. So again, high protein, high fiber, you know, something that they can take on the go as they're coming or going and visiting their baby, and something just to make them, to let them know that someone really is thinking of them.
Very cool.
What time is it tomorrow?
Great question. So Mastermind starts at 10. It's 10 to 11:30. Again, it's upstairs on the second level in the Pensacola Airport. If you come across the Sky Bridge, you'll see the USO will be on your left, and there's some restrooms on the right, and there's a hallway straight down there.
There's a big whiteboard sign that says "Go here."
Yeah,
okay.
You can't miss it. But but they pack the room every single month. It's a monthly networking opportunity. So bring some business cards. Be prepared to meet some people.
Maybe take a picture in the photo booth.
Yeah.
Steve Wilmer's going to speak.
That's right.
Know that.
He's actually doing a follow-up to his new book that just came out, 10 to Win. Mm-hmm. So I had to miss last month's mastermind, but I heard that Steve did an amazing job. And so he's coming back to do a follow-up workshop. And then they have a panel as well.
Yeah.
A panel of experts. And so it's just a great event. Let me see.
So one of the panelists, Thomas Booker,
yes,
is a graduate from the Young Entrepreneur Academy. He also does Young Entrepreneurs Radio here with us. So this ought to be cool. I think he's 15 years old. He has his own company.
Wow.
He mentors for the YEA program. He's a pretty incredible kid to be kicking it. You're looking to the list.
I'm looking for the list now. Yeah, I know.
You know what? Who cares? Just show up tomorrow.
Just come tomorrow.
Bring your snacks.
No, it's actually the panelists for tomorrow are Doug Baldwin.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
That's gonna be really cool.
Always love to hear from him. And then Laura Sprague with Life in Purple.
Yes, who is so high energy.
Yeah.
If you are tired, she will wake you up.
If you need a little inspiration in your life, talk to Laura Sprague.
She's cool. She's got it going on. Okay, so what else? You got something else coming?
Yeah, we also have our annual fundraiser. It's our largest fundraiser, March for Babies. It's a walk that happens at Maritime Park, and it is coming up on Saturday, April 23rd. The registration starts at 9, and then the walk begins at 10, and it's a beautiful 2.5-mile walk through downtown Pensacola, and we actually come down to Villiers. We'll be in your neighborhood.
Sweet.
So, yeah,
we'll put up banners. Out with flags.
Exactly, to support March of Dimes.
Yeah, buckets, big buckets.
Drop your sweaty money. So this is going to be a great day for the family, a great morning for the family, really. You come out early, you do the walk, you feel great for participating in a great cause, and then you have the rest of your day to go do whatever you want. So 10 o'clock, the walk starts, and then we have breakfast, and we also serve lunch when people make the trek back to the park. We have bounce houses, face paint. We have a fishing clinic that will be there this year. 5210s come in to do some activities with the kids, all kinds of stuff. And it all, of course, goes to support a great cause.
Very cool.
Yep.
Way to go.
Yeah, I'm
you
excited.
You're kicking butt this year.
We are. This is going to be a record year for us. Our goal is to raise $150,000 through the support of our sponsors and our corporate teams and families that are involved. So
where are you right now?
It takes a village. We are.
Yes, it does.
True. Exactly. So we're real close to our goal, and we want to make sure that we get there so that we can celebrate and really make an impact in our community. Last year, March of Dimes gave $350,000 in grants to various organizations in Florida who help support programs for maternal and infant health, and 10% of that money came back here in Pensacola. So we've invested $31,000.
So awesome.
Yeah, right here to help moms.
Very cool. So. Awesome. All right. Well, where can people get in touch with you, donate, all that good stuff?
So the best way to reach me is by calling our office, and the number is 462-7756, or you can always email me. It's dbird@marchofdimes.org. And you can also check us out on the web, March marchofdimes.org. And if you want to register for March for Babies, that one's marchforbabies.org.
Yeah, there you go. Awesome.
So,
all right. Well, thanks for hanging out.
Absolutely.
Stay here for a minute.
Sure.
Susan, she's been waiting 6 months to unveil all of this.
I can't wait.
I know. Seriously, yeah. I'm on the edge of my seat here. So, okay, Susan, lay it on me. Because honestly, you're my neighbor, but we kind of have sort of ships passing in the night schedules, right? And so
absolutely.
I don't get to see you all the time or when I do the doors close. So, you know, obviously I don't want to interrupt. But
my clients appreciate that.
Yeah. They're like, thank God that guy's not knocking on my door. So tell everybody about Reality Check.
Reality Check Counseling Services. This is a name that has been in my head for years. When you first think of starting a business, writing a book.
Yeah.
Anything, the first thing you want to think about or you think about naturally is the title.
Yeah.
And all I kept coming up with was Reality Check Counseling Services. And I'm like, that's kind of insulting. Are people going to be like put off by it?
Yeah.
Anything else that came, I just couldn't hold on to. So for a couple of years, I finally said, that's it. This is the only thing that flowed for me.
Yeah.
And if you know me, then it would make perfect sense because
you're reality checking yourself all the time. that's how I see it. I'm like, we all need a reality check. And usually, you know, in the networking and business world, as Dana and I have circulated, hopefully you can come tomorrow and be part of this thing. But
absolutely.
One of the biggest things that they always teach you is whether it's a friend, whether it's a counselor, whether or probably a business person or at least all three, because everybody has from different is get a reality check.
Yes.
Because it's always great to have a second opinion and a way to bounce ideas off people. So,
and the reality check may not be something that you want to hear,
but
it's something that you need to hear.
Yeah.
And with me, I was never given that gift of that warmth voice, that soothing voice that gives you the perfect advice, exactly what when
our
you need
microphones
it.
Fix that. Yeah, you're good to go. See?
Oh, awesome. The gift that I was given was brutal honesty with sincerity.
Yeah.
And so I decided that I was going to take my lemons and turn them into lemonades.
Very cool.
Sometimes they need a little more sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. But sometimes they just need some more lemon, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But either way, it definitely goes down. So.
Is it any particular kind of counseling? I mean, can any age groups, can anybody come and sit down and get some lemonade? That should be your slogan. Come grab a glass of lemonade.
Well, that soothe, warming voice does mm-hmm. not resonate in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted my slogan to be, when you say reality check, you know, my slogan was, I don't even remember. Thank God. It wasn't nice. But my sister is a marketing genius. And
uh-huh.
She came up with real talk, real work, real help.
Yeah.
And I said,
very
real cool.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
No, but the population that we deal with,
uh-huh.
generally not anyone under 18. We could see under 18.
Yeah.
But adult is the preferred population.
Sure.
And we do every type of counseling. There is, of course, the usual, the marriage counseling, the couples counseling, mm-hmm. the family counsel, the individual counseling. And then, of course, we do group counselings. And I always like to think of marriage counseling. A lot of times, especially if you know anybody that's been through marriage counseling,
mm-hmm.
you'll always hear someone say, well, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
And it's so not true. Marriage counseling probably works better than any other type of counseling. The reason why people think it doesn't work is by the time a couple actually comes into counseling,
too late.
They're 7 years too late.
Yeah.
And when they actually get in there, they have two different goals. And somebody's goal for counseling is to get the other person to hear that I'm done.
So yeah, that makes sense.
They're thinking it doesn't work, but they just came in too late.
Yeah. So call you early, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
But that makes sense, though. I mean, because let's face it, whether it's counseling or business or just a partnership, I mean, especially if it's a family or business partnership, I mean, there's probably some roadblocks that you need to discuss first.
Yes.
It's like contracts. My dad would always say, make sure it's in the contract. That way when it comes up for discussion, there's no discussion. It's in the contract.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But that means you got to set yourself up for success in the beginning.
And some religion, and religion is not something that I spout often, but some of them have where you do that premarital counseling.
Sure.
And I think that's a great step to doing it. I also think that a part of that premarital counseling should be, you know, and you have to do 6 months check-ins or something.
Yeah.
But
on parole.
Well, so, I mean, you are in this institution for the rest of your life,
yeah,
right?
So, and we were talking yesterday, you showed me a really cool painting in your office, but you were talking about some of the like anger management therapy and stuff that you've done before too, which I'm not a very angry person anymore. I'm just kidding. I'm not a very angry person at all. But I thought, you know, that's got to be a pretty big challenge. I mean, that takes a certain switch for you, I think.
Well, anger management is interesting because, again, almost like marriage counseling, anger management isn't somebody that's out of control. They generally get angry at a specific person, especially if it's domestic violence related.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Because this man or this woman... And a lot of people say it all the time. Oh, he didn't look like the type. He looked so quiet. You know, she seemed mm-hmm. like she was so nice, but they go home and terrorize the family. Mm-hmm. So it's not just, we call it anger management, but it's really being able to communicate mm-hmm. better with those closest to you. Because the fact of the matter is, it's usually the ones that we're closest to that we take this out on. Now, of course, there's people out on the street getting on. There's definitely people out on the street getting angry all the time.
Sure.
But that's usually like an incident versus something that occurs regularly.
Right.
And beyond the anger management is the batter intervention program, which I am now working on my certification for that.
Right.
Because... of course, I do not believe in domestic violence, any kind of violence yeah. in any way.
Well, and that's a whole other animal to, I'm sure, try to even talk about or, yes. or break through some of those
yes.
things that permanently damage you.
And a lot of times, we always want to care for the victim.
Right.
We want to make sure that they're doing well and that they're safe. But if we don't care for the batterer as well, then we're just leaving somebody out there to
repeat the cycle. Yeah.
So I'm taking up batterer classes to help them work through their difficulties.
Yeah. That's very cool. I guess I've never really heard of the thinking about that, but I mean, obviously
it's
you don't solve the problem. You can't solve the problem. Yeah. Right.
There's always two sides to every story.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? Regardless of the right or wrong. The fact is you don't want any of it happening anymore.
It's interesting that you said two sides to every story because we also do substance abuse. And I have this class, it's called Prime for Life. And Prime for Life, it teaches our clients about the choices that they're making, the high-risk choices, the low-risk choices, and try to get them to make better choices so that they don't get out there in DUIs and mm-hmm. anything else that you're going to get into. But one of the examples that we do during the classes, mm-hmm. we talk about that penny. And, you know, you see a penny on the street and we always hear, if it's face up, it's lucky and pick that up. But the lesson is there are two sides to every coin.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what side you're picking up. You know, you're still getting both sides of that coin.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do with it?
Wow.
I'm going to put it in my pocket because it's money. I don't care what side's facing up.
And then you're going to donate it to the
merchant. That's right.
Bias,
yeah, there
right?
you go. but I do get what you're saying. And you can't just, you can't ignore one side.
Exactly.
Just
you can't
for the sake
the
of
the good
other.
Because the bad comes with it.
Yeah. So just pick all good, no bad, right? Pick the things that no bad comes with.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly. How's that working out, right? Very cool. So if somebody wants to get in touch with you and find your services and find out some more information, where do we send them?
Thank you. So we have a website. Mm-hmm. It is realitycheckcs.com. And that CS is for counseling services. So again, that's realitycheckcs.com. Or you can always reach us by phone, 850-512-6574.
Yep. And then you're here sometimes. So
yes.
If you're ever by the Business Radio X studios.
Yes.
And the door's open. Please feel free to say hi.
Or you can always just drop a note under the door. We definitely get back to you.
Yeah.
And actually on that website, there's a contact us page as well.
Very cool.
It's interesting, you know, hearing you speak about marriage counseling, and it brings to mind a statistic that really shocked me the first time that I heard it. And then I spent about 30 seconds thinking about it, and it made sense. And that is that the divorce rate for families who experience a NICU journey or is 80%.
Wow.
That's an incredibly high number.
Lot.
And it really shows, you know, like the parents grieve differently through the process, and you really, you know, deal with all of these different things so differently, and you have to try to work your marriage through all of this. And so like I said, the number shocked me at first that it was that high, but really when you think about it,
there's a whole lot going on there.
But you know, if these families had access to, you know, folks who could really help them through that experience, you know, maybe we can make an impact and
absolutely
keep families together.
And a lot of time, you know, you talked about the grieving process, but it's also the blaming process, whether it's self-blame or blaming the other.
Right.
And I think that self-blame is more devastating than anything else, because you have a harder time forgiving yourself.
Oh, you're your own worst critic.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You stole my word, Jinx.
And I, for me personally, I know that this is how I go through things. The more I get angry, the more I'm hurt, the more I pull myself away from you. And so now you're feeling that detachment, so you start pulling yourself away as well. And inside, all I really want is for you to come and hug me and ask me if I'm okay. But all I'm doing on the outside is just really pushing you away.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to work through that and to be able to say, hey, this is what I want, this is what I need. And we don't do that enough.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, did we miss anything?
I am fascinated right now at your neighbor. I want to come spend some time in the building with you guys and just pick
you
your brain.
You need a reality check?
Yeah.
Do I
ever.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
You're
incredible.
You're always welcome.
Well, thanks.
Well, cool. And I know we dropped it on short notice, but if you can make it tomorrow, even if it's just for a minute, it'd be something very
Things
neat.
Happen for a reason. I think that the reason that we're here together today was so that I could become a part of this.
There you go.
Absolutely.
See, it's Friday. You had nothing to do, right?
Hello.
Come have a reality check.
Yes.
So
I'm going to go shopping and pick them some snacks right now.
That's
there you
so
go.
Nice. Okay. So kind. We have lots of support from the community here, and we're very fortunate.
Yeah, I got a feeling that table is going to be full tomorrow.
But the other question, though, what if somebody doesn't have time to go shopping? Can they bring money?
Absolutely. We can do cash donations if you don't have time or if you don't know exactly what to buy. You know.
Yeah, they pass the bucket around, actually.
Yeah, okay. We pass the bucket, and I stock that snack cart often. And the families really enjoy it, and it really means a lot to them that someone in this community has thought of them and their situation. And, you know, whether it's, to be honest, I've sat and talked with a dad who said, you know, we had to decide between taking the money to put in gas so that we could get to the hospital to be able to spend time with our baby, or do we stop and eat? He's like, we haven't eaten all day.
Yeah.
And, you know, to have access to free snacks and free water and, you know, just something to lighten the burden a little bit for them. So we really appreciate all the support for Snack Cart.
Yeah. Cool.
Do you do anything for the older siblings?
The hospital actually does. Yes. The NICU staff once a month hold something called Sundays for Siblings, and they do it on a Sunday, but they make
ice cream sundays.
Yeah, the Channel cool. 3 came out recently, and they did a story on the NICU staff. There's a really, really sweet nurse, Julie, who this was her idea. And you know, there are a lot of families who have older children at home that have questions about, well, where is my brother or sister, and why can't I see them? And
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so they do this class on once a month on a Sunday called Sundays for Siblings, and they introduce the children. Of course, they can't take them into the unit to see their sibling. However, they can show them, okay, this is an isolette, and this is where your brother or sister sleeps, and they, you know, are growing in here. And, you know, they show them maybe some of the tubes or whatever, and just kind of give the older siblings a sense of their involvement and, you know, part in the family as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
good
neat.
Stuff.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad both of you came by today.
Thank you so much, Keith.
You're
it's
welcome.
Been my pleasure.
See, I told you it was easy.
But, you know, we should also be thanking you for providing the service.
Absolutely.
Pensacola Business Radio. And to be able, does your audience know that you will see anybody that has a business or
I'm out there tooting the horn pretty loud.
And that there's no charge for this?
Yeah, we're pro business and earned media.
This is awesome. Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. You're welcome back anytime you got something new.
Thank you.
I may need a reality check in a week. Who knows? So, okay, you guys, you can find us at Picola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Picola BRX on Facebook. Or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Thank you both ladies for coming in today. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.